You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Our body needs a lot of minerals to stay healthy, and potassium is just one of them. But many of us don't get any enough, even in half the amount. We don't even get the half the amount of recommended daily requirement, which is 4,700 milligrams per day. Now, let me tell you a quick story about Tom, my 50-year-old patient who came into the office a couple of weeks ago that stirred up this thought of talking more about potassium. And he came in after going to the emergency room thinking that he was having a massive heart attack on the golf course. He's an old school styled golfer and walks the entire 18-hole course rather than using a golf cart. And that afternoon was about 90 degrees in Los Angeles, super dry and hot. Now, after the 10th hole, he started feeling pressure in his chest, feeling the heart palpitating, and he felt like his heart rate was out of sync. He also felt a lot of lightheadedness and felt even faint. So, you know, he's not someone to push those types of symptoms aside, and he immediately called his wife to meet him at the local emergency room. You know, they did all the tests on his heart, the blood labs, you know, the EKG and everything, and the only thing that they actually found that was causing his pitter-patter was due to a low potassium level. So they gave him an IV drip of potassium and sent him on his merry way and told him, you know what, don't go golfing outside where you're going to be sweating so much when it's such a hot weather. You know, so the reason why I came into my office a couple weeks ago was to learn, how do I prevent the scary event from happening again? So today on Nature Secrets, I will talk about who is at risk for potassium deficiency, which foods have the highest levels of potassium, and how to prevent the symptoms of potassium deficiency like my patient Tom had. Okay, so potassium is a type of mineral that is also referred to as an electrolyte. You know, electrolytes include like sodium, magnesium, and calcium. You probably already know about that. Now, what electrolytes do is that it controls the electrical activity in the body. So that includes your heart, just like Tom's heart. And potassium also affects other areas. Your muscles function throughout your body. And of course, heart is a muscle. It controls the function of making protein enzymes that break down our food, and particularly carbohydrate, to make energy. So it helps healthy metabolism. Now, it also helps to maintain the normal flow of body fluids between the cells, delivering nutrients into the cell, and excretes waste and detox out of the cell, all the toxins and of the tissues and our body as well. Now, potassium is also very supportive for your nervous system, especially your parasympathetic nervous system, keeping you calm and relaxed. That's the reason why I call it the calming electrolyte. And also, it's super important for your digestive system and keeps your bones strong. Now, who is at risk for potassium deficiency? Pretty much all of us. All of us, because all of us ends up having 98%. In fact, Americans, they're finding that the study showed 98% of Americans are deficient in potassium. So pretty much everyone. So why? We don't eat enough plant food. Plant foods like nutrient-dense foods, things that are vegan, vegetarian. I'm not saying you need to be a vegetarian. I'm just saying, you know, you need to eat more plant foods. And according to the CDC, 90% of age of two, consumes too much sodium. That's another reason why we don't have enough potassium, because too much sodium actually demands more of the potassium out of our body. So what else? What are the other related ways that could lead to low potassium? Can you relate to any of these? Do you work out with a strenuous exercise for more than 1 to 2 hours a day? Do you suffer from dehydration or excess sweating? Do you have an adrenal dysfunction? Been told that you might have an adrenal stress going on, and it's because you've been overly stressing your body. Do you have laxatives? Do you take laxatives frequently? Because then you're going to literally excrete out all of the potassium. Now, are you suffering from diarrhea? You know, a GI problem For instance, let's say you might have a Crohn's disease or celiac disease, or you're allergic to gluten and you have malabsorption issues with minerals. That can cause a protein deficiency. Do you take diuretics? You know, a lot of athletes take diuretics, particularly, let's say, you know, like the people that are wrestlers, they take a lot of diuretics. But also, do you take diuretics because you might actually have high blood pressure and other types of illnesses? So if you do, you're going to be low in potassium. Or maybe you drink too much alcohol. If you drink one drink, even 3 to 4 times a week, then you're deficient in potassium. So, and what other? Oh, if you've had an eating disorder, you know, you have a tendency to use those laxatives in the eating disorder, but you vomit. When you vomit a lot, or you're sick and you're vomiting, then you could also be very deficient in potassium. So how do you know you're deficient? Now, symptoms of potassium, you know, which are called hypokalemia, is really more mild and vague. And the only way you can really see that, just like the way my patient Tom did, was that they had he did a blood test to look at the levels. But think about these symptoms. Are you fatigued? You get difficulty getting a good night's sleep. Remember I said potassium is a calming electrolyte, so it calms you down. Do you feel brain fog and you have muscle weakness and spasms in the middle of the night, or you might even have cramping and joint pain? Do you find that you are peeing out, urinating a lot more than usual, you know, and that you feel constantly thirsty, although you're urinating so much, and I mean, you're urinating a lot, you also feel thirsty at the same time. Do you have increased blood pressure and nausea and vomiting? You might also even have all that bowel issues. And then, of course, are you higher at risk for diabetes? And then if you clearly have palpitations, like feeling a skipping in the heart, and whatnot, then definitely you might be deficient in potassium. So make sure that you go out with all, if you have any of those symptoms, make sure you go out, go to your doctor, and don't take any potassium pills before you go see your doctor. You really want to go see your doctor. Take the level, get the blood test, a regular comprehensive metabolic panel, and it will measure your potassium level. And the fluid, literally, it's in the fluid portion of your blood called serum. So how do we keep our levels, potassium levels? So let's say that you are low, but maybe you just want to make sure you maintain the level at an optimal state so that you can have better energy and you can function better when you exercise and you don't want to get any more cramps. So this is what I do. Remember, we want to get 4,700 milligrams of potassium per day. That's a lot. But this is what I suggest making your diet, because I want you to try to get as much as you can in your food. Now, sweet potato is my favorite. It has the highest level of potassium with a whopping amount of 700 milligrams per serving. So you want to eat the entire peel, because that's where all of the potassium is. Don't forget to roast it. Before you do that, you got to scrub it really well. Take off all the brown spots as well. A quarter cup of tomato paste, like in your soup, half a cup of beet greens, and even white potato peel all come in second place, and that's 600 milligrams of potassium per serving. So I would ditch the inside of the white potato since it's all starch and just eat the peel. That's what I like. A half a cup of winter squash, 3/4 cup of prune juice, and a half a cup of cooked white beans. Each have 500 milligrams of potassium. And that's amazing. That makes 400 milligrams so far. So then all you need to do is add a half a cup of sauteed spinach and with your dinner and a medium banana as a snack to help you with your sleep. And that tips you over the 4,700 mark. Hey, that wasn't so bad. I know you can do that, you know, so that you can improve your electrolyte level, help you with your energy system and nerve conduction of your heart, and improve your brain and muscular function. You can go to drsuzanne.com/potassium list. drsuzanne.com/potassium list, and you're going to find the list of high potassium foods that was made up by the USDA. So next time you want to reach for those salty chips, think again, think about your potassium level and grab a banana or a cup of low-sodium organic tomato juice instead. Until next time, go out there and have a blast. Live your best life full of energy and enthusiasm. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life on Radio MD. Stay well.